Both of our Old Testament passages this day are examples of lament, people crying out to God with their anguish and their pain. The first is from Psalm 88. O Lord, God of my salvation, when at night I cry out in your presence, let my prayer come before you. Incline your ear to my cry, for my soul is full of troubles, and my life draws near to Sheol. I am counted among those who go down to the pit. I am like those who have no help, like those forsaken among the dead, like the slain that lie in the grave, like those who you remember no more, for they are cut off from your hand. You have put me in the depths of the pit, in the regions dark and deep. And from the book of Lamentations, which is indeed one long lament, reading from both the second and third chapters. Cry aloud to the Lord, O wall of daughter Zion. Let tears stream down like a torrent day and night. Give yourself no rest, your eyes no respite. Arise, cry out in the night, at the beginning of the watches. Pour out your heart like water before the presence of the Lord. The thought of my affliction and my homelessness is wormwood and gall. My soul continually thinks of it and is bowed down within me. But this I call to mind, and therefore I have hope. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. God's mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, says my soul. Therefore I will hope in God. May God bless the reading and the hearing of this word. Amen. Today I lament. Today perhaps you lament. Today College Hill Presbyterian Church laments. There is power in lamenting. So let us reclaim this lost tradition, and not only publicly, but in public worship. We have cause to lament. Last Sunday morning, we lost two very faithful, loving, and longtime members of this community of faith. Alice Stanford, who joined College Hill in 1965, as Alice Thomason, and Jim Brown, who joined in 1972. That's 54 years and 47 years of service to this church. And then less than a week before that, 92-year-old Donovan Hamilton passed away. And in February, we lost beloved Jeff Ream. And still on our minds are the passing last year of the Reverend Mary McAnally, Donna Richardson, the Reverend Pat Sibley, Bob Lucy, Mark Watson, and Johnny Bankhead. Needless to say, we are grieving and we have grief work to do as individuals and as a congregation. So we hope to address that in future adult church school classes. And I am available for grief counseling, and there are any number of specialized professionals in this area in town. We have faced loss, and it hurts. And for some, this is accompanied even with anger and resentment. And so we grieve. But lamenting is something a bit different from grieving. Put most succinctly, to lament is to cry out to God. It is to share our tears and anger and bitterness and to pour out all of our emotions and feelings to God. All of our stuff that we're dealing with. I had to learn something about lamenting just a bit earlier this year. In February, I received an email from the editor of the devotional booklet called These Days. It's published by the Presbyterian Publishing Corporation. And we don't carry those little devotional booklets here, but some of you longtime Presbyterians may know to which I am referring. Well, I was asked if I would write a week of devotionals for their upcoming October through December issue. And I was informed that the editor got my name from a gentleman named David Maxwell, who works at the publishing company in Knoxville and is a friend of mine. And he also happens to be the son of church member Jackie Maxwell. Well, the lectionary passages that I was assigned are for the first Sunday in October. And they include a text from the Old Testament book of Lamentations. I've never preached from Lamentations or even really studied it. I just knew that it was a long, bitter lament by those remaining in Jerusalem after it had been conquered by the Babylonians, who destroyed the temple and took the elite off into exile. And for the purposes of this sermon, and as a biblical example of what it means to lament, I think it's best that I just share the brief devotional that I wrote about Lamentations. Jerusalem has been destroyed by the Babylonians. The city, now a shadow of its former self, lies in desolate ruin, and many of its people taken into exile. A lament in the form of a dirge is sung as the only way to express the devastation and pain that is so deeply felt by those who remain. A lament, perhaps the most passionate expression of grief and anguish, originates and cries out from the very depths and core of our being. We don't talk often enough about the power of lament, especially as a way to share our deepest sense of loss, pain, sorrow, mourning, or regret with God. Even as we ask how, we help release to God that grief and anguish so that it doesn't fester into an even more paralyzing internal pain. Yet lament is a prayer that ultimately expresses hope and trust in God, who is always with us and within us, even during times of devastation. So is there a lament buried within you that needs to be released to God? And I close the devotional with this prayer, one you may want to pray for yourself. Hear, O God, the laments that lie deep within my being. Amen. Yes, when we lament, we actually draw nearer to God through our cries of anguish and pain. And scriptures, especially the Psalms, are full of examples that reveal that we can express the full gamut of our emotions and feelings to God and without fear. The very act of lamenting reveals that our cries are falling on the ears of a loving, listening God who is actually with us in our pain. With God, we don't have to pretend that everything is okay. We don't have to rush through and get over our pain to reach some kind of quick resolution or closure. Our laments, in effect, reveal our trust in God, and that brings us to a sense of hope. Did you notice in the passage that I read from Lamentations that after expressing the gut-wrenching emotion, let tears stream down like torrents day and night? The thought of my affliction is wormwood and gall. My soul continually thinks of it and is bowed down within me. Eventually leads to these words. But this I call to mind, and therefore I have hope. The steadfast love of God never ceases. God's mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. Lord is my portion, says my soul. Therefore, I will hope in God. That is where we should place our hope, in God. And that applies to however you understand the nature and character of God. So today we lament and we cry out to God our pain over the loss of loved ones. And yet, as the Apostle Paul reminds us in 1 Thessalonians 4:13, a passage I will share at the memorial service this afternoon for Alice Stanford and on May 18th for Jim Brown. But we do not want you to be uninformed, brothers and sisters, about those who have died, so that you may not grieve as others do who have no hope. And Paul continues, for since we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so through Jesus, God will bring him those who have died. That's a cause for hope. So grieving can indeed be a very long and arduous process. But today, we simply lament. We cry out as an expression of our grief and suffering and sadness. But laments can spring forth from other circumstances besides the death of a loved one. It can follow a tragedy, a national crisis, like the never-ending events of mass shootings, or hate crimes perpetrated against those because of race, religion, or sexual orientation. It can also follow a sense of loss of friends who have moved away, whether physically or through dementia, or from one's own lack of mobility or connection with others. So what do you lament? And how? In addition to a scream, perhaps your lament may take the form of a prayer. You may want to write a poem, a dirge, or listen to a particular song or particular piece of inspirational music, or create some form of art, or simply by your tears. It's enough to simply pause, and as individuals and as this community of faith, to cry out to God in lament. Amen.